Hi guys, it's Oinda and you are listening to Banter with Emmanuel. But today it's a little bit different because it's just Oinda here and I have a special guest with me coming to record. Please introduce yourself, ma'am.
Okay, hi everyone. My name is Doinsola and I am happy to be here.
Yes, so she's my special guest and yeah, we're going to be talking today while Mena is out there doing things. So, Doin, how's your week been going? You know, anything interesting, anything you want to share? Even if it's just to complain, really, about us, just okay. Please do so.
Okay, my week has been going well. Let me just say Happy New Year, everyone. Happy blessed 2024. So, I mean, my week hasn't really, I haven't done much. I've just been at home. You know, it's exam season upon us. So I've just been studying. And I feel like another thing is that just my December was really busy with like church stuff, work stuff, school stuff, and then like outings. Like people's birthdays are coming up and it's just this weekend is going to be busy. So I'm really looking forward to that. What about you? How's your week been?
My week has been great. Honestly, same as church, obviously church stuff, December, cooking for Christmas, New Year, because that was a highlight. I just want to complain about a random thing that happened to me. Tell me why I was walking home and I was walking beside the house. This massive dog just literally wants to drop over the gate and attack me. Do you when I tell you the way I ran to the middle?
Like, that's in the gate.
That dog could have jumped over. That dog was as tall as the gate.
Then that's not a dog.
That he could have jumped over and attacked.
That's a horse at this point. People should start calling them horses because those animals, I'm so sorry. I know that people love animals.
They are big animal lovers. I'm so sorry. Is that animal?
Me too. I love them from afar. Maybe one day I might get a dog. One day, like the day is very far, but let them just be away from me and I will love you from afar. Like, hello from afar. Very far from me.
Jeremy, that day, I like how you said for you, it can come. As for me, Amy, it's never coming. I am never going to have it. Sorry, it's not my household.
Understandable. The things my eyes have seen in the eyes of dogs. I'm so sorry, dog owners. You guys to give them looks like, oh, you think your dog is cute? No. If your dog near me, oh God.
I hate here? It's when the owner really eye you. Like, something is wrong with me. So cute. Like, excuse me, no. Remember those things? Did not put the thing on a leash. And this dog came in front of me. When I tell you that my heart actually stopped.
Oh, no, I get you. No matter, if you're a big dog, a small dog, I don't care. I don't care. Animals and I say, God, I know you didn't make me like that. So it's like, they need to stay away from me, if not.
Do you care? I'm comfortable around my own species. Thank you. I'm not a species person. Sorry. Don't ask me for that. And she really looked at me like I was a weirdo. And I was just like, can you please put your eyeball in? A traumatic experience that it was not fun. Please, that joke that actually jumped. Anyway.
Sorry.
We thank God because is it I'm not going to hospital get a vaccine for rabies?
I say my own experience, it's okay. It's for another day. Let me not go back into that. It's traumatic.
Anyway, so yeah. I've been studying.
Academic weapon.
Yeah. 2024, part of our new year resolutions. Oh, yeah. I don't know if you feel comfortable sharing because it's in the new year or something. Are there any resolutions that you made? You know, any that you feel comfortable sharing, of course. If you don't, then it's fine.
I mean, let me think. We've been learning in church about setting goals. So this year was something I was very intentional about.
Yeah.
You know, and like, I think it's just continuing some things I really learned towards the end of the year, which is, you know, not be controlled by my emotions and just constantly submitting my emotions to God. That's one thing I want to like continue working on. And then just to be financially smart and disciplined, you know. I mean, it's not like it's a lot of money flowing for now, but it's just even with the little I have, just being financially smart with it. Yeah. What about you?
Yeah, same. So I actually set out a certain percentage of my allowance that I want to try and be saving. Mm-hmm. So we've already started that. And I read the first time I did it, I was just like, I felt feel so financially savvy. I was like, yes, it's not so good that you give me that I'll be spending, please. Mm-hmm. Yeah, also for me, being more organized and just like being really focused. Oh, yeah, I also want to cook and bake more. As I said, my cooking era.
Oh, perm.
I saw like a serious person since the end of the year. I really want to cook and bake more. And then, yeah, some school stuff, like how to join a research project by God's grace. Okay. Just like those little things. Spend less time on social media. I mean, apart from my podcasting, but apart from people talking about, I definitely want to spend more time. So, yeah, just those are a couple of things that your girl wants to do.
I love that. I love that.
So, anyway, so now we can get into our talking points. Also, I don't know if you're listening. Episode has been a long time coming, so this I was talking about may have passed already. However, my opinion on it, you have not heard it, and therefore, thank you. Just wanted to put that out there.
Mm-hmm.
So, I saw a very random video some weeks ago about this makeup artist. So, this one was complaining, so she was a makeup artist, and then she asked to do makeup. I said, oh, she's going for an event, and then the makeup artist was like, okay, sure, but are you a bride? And the person was like, no, I'm not a bride. I'm just going for an event. And so she said, she kept like asking, are you sure you're not a bride? And it's like, no, I'm not. I'm not a bride now. And then apparently because she's been, scammed before or something, where she will go and they'll end up being a bride and then they'll end up making her do more than what she's required to or something. Anyway, so the lady, makeup artist tells her to come. She goes, I guess she's dressed and everything. The lady's like, you look like a bride. And so the makeup artist now says that she will not do the makeup again because the man is a bride and she will not give her. So the woman gave a deposit, and so she was not like that. Sorry, she will not give her back the deposit, and that's because she looks like a bride, she will not do the makeup. And she now said she will come back later, or says she'll come back another time to do the makeup that the deposit covers or something. And I'm just like, even if she was a bride, a bride can decide not to do bridal makeup.
Yeah.
And so, why are you?
why so bothered by it?
If somebody paid a deposit, can you actually do your job? And I like how the comments were like, oh, the woman was not angry enough. I also find that it's weird. Because, I don't know, she should be like screaming her head off. She's relating a story to people, you know, so obviously she's not going to be like, I don't know, we should be screaming at you, you're not the cause of the problem though, like I don't know what they expected from her, but anyway, I thought that was very true.
To be honest, the lady, you know what, let me first give unpopular opinion first. One thing I've noticed about some people that do service is that the service represents them. So now, for example, if a braider wants to braid, they'll, you know, if you're done braiding your hair, as you're going on the street, someone can be like, I really like your hair. Like, who did it for you? And you'd be like braided by me or something. So it's like, that's kind of their, what will I say? That's their canvas. That's what people will see to know that they should come and work with them or book them. So maybe the lady is now like, okay, now you're saying you want bridal makeup. And if people see it, they're going to say, oh, you did a good job. Or like, oh, the makeup was bad. And then they'll say, who did it? And it's like, makeup by D. And then it's like, oh, that's horrible. And then no one would want to work with her. But then one thing that now gets tricky is that customers are always right, apparently. That's a thing. But it's like now, a customer has said multiple times, because even at this point, it's harassment. You have harassed the customer because the customer has said that, oh, I'm not the bride. I'm not the bride. I'm not the bride. You insist that she's the bride. And I even saw her. Like, at this point, Olok Bamako, everybody. Translation, the police will carry everybody, because what do you mean that you're not going to give her money back? But I think it's part of the problem that's going on in today's society of like services being very, like, the audacity is just at a high. It is very high, because what do you mean you're not gonna do the makeup for the person, you're not gonna give the person the money? And another thing is that you give people what they pay for.
Like, exactly,
you give people what they pay for, like, and I don't see a problem with that, but then it's because the money has been spent and she probably just didn't want to do the makeup.
to be very honest, because that's what I'm saying. Like, as a bride can decide that she doesn't want anything too dramatic. Mm-hmm. Like, I don't know. Maybe it's the makeup artist that know, you know, the only ones that know the difference between bridal makeup and normal mm-hmm, makeup mm-hmm. and all the difference. Right? I don't know. Mm-hmm. But like, maybe she didn't want something too dramatic. And I think that's mm-hmm. fair. And if, because obviously I'm assuming bridal makeup would probably cost more. So mm-hmm. you give people what they pay for, like you said. If she said normal makeup, then you do the normal makeup. And
mm-hmm.
again, and I think it should be fine either way. Like, I don't know. Yeah. Anyway, but I get what you're saying, Sha, where like people's work is how people obviously know that, like, you see somebody's mm-hmm. and be like, this is who
yeah.
they
yeah.
Anyway.
Yeah, and yeah. also, you know that, mm-hmm. like, I've heard this argument online, I've read about it, and people are like, oh, with the bridal makeup, they use more high-end products, and because for brides, they're, like, the weddings can go on for, like, a lot of hours, mm-hmm. so they're using, like, products that's supposed to stay longer, or something like that. Like, the things that I'm never one to butt in, like, if I'm doing whatever, I like to trust the artist. So that yeah. one is also there. Like, I'll be like, okay, cool. Like, I trust you to do what you gotta do. But then it's like, if you have given the disclaimer that, oh, listen, this is the difference. This is what we do for bridal. And because apparently bridal makeup is very expensive. I've heard people saying that, oh, if they're getting married, they're not gonna tell their makeup artist that it's for a wedding just because they want to cut costs. But now,
yeah, I like, had that too. I just see that.
Yeah, if you're suspicious, you'd be like, okay, cool. Like, listen, this is the difference. This is what I would advise. But if your customers still insist on doing what they want, then they get what they pay for, and it doesn't mean you're gonna make your work less. But it's like maybe the things you would do for a bride, you wouldn't do for them because of the package they're paying for. Simple, less headache for everybody.
Yeah, to be honest, like. I did see that in the comments as well, where people have been mm-hmm. like, for them, it doesn't make any sense to cause bridal makeup. Anyway, but it depends on you. If you said I don't want it to last long, maybe your wedding won't be that long. I don't need it to. Anyway, again, I'm just like, if somebody asks for something, then give them what they ask for.
Yeah.
And obviously, like you said, after you've given a disclaimer.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Anyway, mm-hmm. then another thing that I'm sure everybody has seen is the fake product issue. Do you know what? Something about... I really like... No, actually, it's very sad. But at the same time, the way people react to, like... This is genuinely, like, horrifying news. Mm-hmm. And the way this has just spawned memes. This is why I like
Nigerians.
It would never be serious. Even though mm-hmm. this... And you still actually think about it for, like, more than 5 seconds. You're actually worried that... This could have actually potentially killed so many people.
Yeah.
Maybe so many people are sick in the hospital now, but because they've taken fake products. But yet, all I see are memes and everything. And again, mm-hmm. like, what is NAFTAQ doing? Genuinely, what are people doing? Mm-hmm. It's people's realm of, it's what people are meant to be doing. It's your job. And to be just, yeah, continue. Go on.
See, I'm just, like you said, I'm actually just marveled at the fact that a lot of people are probably hurt because of all these products. And see, as much as it's ha ha hee hee, I just hope that it's not going to end in the ha ha hee hee, that things are actually kicking up. Because like now, like the most absurd things I've seen, like now, okay, there's Vaseline instead of Vaseline. I say what? I say pardon? Like, what do you mean by that? And it's like, there's no regulation as much as they should. Like, why? And that's actually the question. And it's like, I know that there was a point where there was this debate about the whole NAFDAC number and people mm-hmm. trying to, like, make sure things are right. And I'm like, are we doing the same in these instances? Because things that we put into our bodies are also, like, what was with the fake product? I mean, it's giving creativity, right? In the sense of you can actually create something. But then, like, creativity that's poisonous to somebody is rubbish.
Yeah.
Rubbish. It's rubbish. Like...
But the one that killed me is the soy sauce one. Do you know how many fake... They were like... I'm not even exaggerating. Up to 7 different fake soy sauce. Ha! Amoy with Q. First of all, I also didn't know that Nigerians like soy sauce like this. So
I was not aware that way. I think.
I didn't know that people were really feeding for soy sauce like this. I was like, oh, wow, this is... Everybody was putting their own picture of their own.
Mm-hmm. It's a top product.
Soy sauce is really beloved in Nigeria. Sorry about that. Anyway, but yeah, 100%. I really hope that this. I mean, it seems that they're cracking down on more. Like, I saw a video where they were showing, like, not like a factory, but like, a warehouse, English, mm-hmm. a warehouse of like tons and tons of them. So I hope that it won't just end here, like you said, and they'll actually like, continue to crack down. And yeah, but anyway, that was definitely something. Anyway, the beach are paralleled.
Nigerians know how to cope. Like it's giving coping mechanism through comedy.
No, because if you don't laugh, you actually. I think this is like a common theme. If you actually don't laugh, you just start crying. Mm-hmm. Anyway, so I found, it's not funny, but anyway, so the Kenya music industry, they decided that, you know, they want their music to be promoted more basically by the radio waves and Kiko. So basically less of foreign music, because they feel like, you know, the Ghanaians are listening more to foreign music because that's what they hear on the radio. So maybe when they go on Apple Music, Spotify, Kiko, that's what they'll listen to. Which, I mean, I guess. But what really killed me while we're talking about this is Nigerians. Like in the comment section, just say that you're talking to Nigerians. No, just say that.
Speak to us directly.
People now, you're not the center of the
universe. Mm-hmm.
It's not really all about you. And people are just saying, like, yeah, it's going to kill their industry. I'm just like, babes.
Let's relax.
You know, I think we can't count down. I think it's okay for them to watch that. I don't see anything, but maybe some might argue that if their music was really good, they'll listen to it regardless, but
That's tough. I mean, see, the thing is that, like you said, they didn't outright call Nigerians, but then I think this is not really the first time that
this type
Nigerians
of thing has
are being jabbed at. Yeah, like, so I think that's why Nigerians are just, they're like, oh, just say Nigerians. Because it is that we're very close, maybe not border-wise, we're not, like, super close, but, like, we're there. It's like, if you're thinking brothers and sisters, you're going to say Ghana and Nigeria. So it's like, all this banter slash dragging each other, we need to relax, yeah. But I think it's also that, I don't think it's such a bad idea, actually, because does it not start somewhere for you to actually promote your music,
of your countries?
And it's not just, I'm sure some other countries have done, like, say, more extreme measures to make sure that their own music is on top or their own product is on top. It's not that bad. But then, like I said, I think it's because something similar has happened and Nigerians are like, what do you mean? And then we have this thing where it's like, African music is more of like Nigerian music that's really up there.
But to be fair, as well, if you really, where you think Africa, not like other countries, I don't say people don't have, but there's a bigger focus, I suppose.
Don't let them hear this, so please, we're not with that. No, but see, the thing is that Nigerians are doing well in, like, musically and, you know, the music being pushed and in, I guess, in every aspect of music. So it's like, yes, it can now get to a place of we're better than everybody. And, you know, some people say, yes, we are. But if Ghana says that they want their music to be played on their radio, you know, when I first saw that thing, I thought it was actually, like, they mentioned Nigeria by name.
Because
I read the comments first, and I was like, wait, so, like, nobody opened their mouth to mention Nigerians. Nigerians were just, they're like, like, just mention us directly. And I'm like, y'all should relax. Like, they didn't say, like, who knows, maybe American music is popping, or, like,
as well.
Popping. Yeah, because it could be, it could be.
They don't say foreign. Let them be. Obviously talking directly to Nigerian music. If we as Nigerians don't get it, then it's our own cup of tea. Solution. Mm-hmm. I think it is time we play evil with evil. Stop asking Ghanaian actors and actresses in Nollywood. Stop asking Cameroonians as well.
The thing is, I actually saw arguments on that where they're like, oh, it had, like, Ghana tried to do that, saying that no more Nigerian actors and actresses. Because I was reading comments and someone was mentioning that. And then they're like, oh, that's why I'm not sure. That's why
it failed.
And I'm like, wow, that is tough. And it's like, I feel like more collaborations might just be good to actually push music from Africa out. Because you cannot say Ghanaians don't have any good artist. I feel like that's just a generalization. Yes, Nigerians have a lot of great artists, but then it's like you can't say that they don't have any. So I think instead of having all this back and forth bickering, it's like, why not just like do something about it? Like, why not just do like a collaboration where more good music, more cultural music can be pushed out there, and then it's like a win-win situation for everybody.
Yeah, that's 100% is, but you push out you are very quick to anger.
Ah, Nigerians.
You are very, very angry. Anyway, then a very curious this one kills me. So I don't know, I don't remember the man's name. So we had this governor. Apparently he's been elected now, by the way, so he didn't win the election. So this Imo State governor, who was the Dima, he told the youth that if they vote for him, should get that he has negotiated with the European Union and Canadian companies that they have promised 4,000 jobs abroad. European companies, so he's negotiated. The big man, very connected. So he said that if he votes for me, should get this was going to happen. So then I think Oseni Rufai, his what's the name of Arise? That's the name of the new channel, Arise. Yeah. So you now say, during the campaign, this governor said by December, you know, the 4,000 youth in the state will be employed. That's if you're in the state, so can you tell us if this has come true? I think that personally, the audacity of this Nigerian politician needs to be stopped.
The promises.
The audacity to come and say that. Ha! You negotiated with 4,000 jobs also, by the way. I just think that it needs to be studied. Anyway, we're waiting for the update. I just had to bring it up because it was too
funny. We're still waiting for the update.
They have not...
Okay, that's cute. Sorry, that's... Okay, no comment then, but like, I'm just going to say, if he does not get elected... Oh, he's already elected.
He has won
okay.
now.
Okay, how long has it been?
Anyway... Believe Nigerian politicians at your own peril and at your own risk.
Okay.
That's what I would say about the topic.
Because why not just say that you give us jobs in Africa, like in our own country? Well, it's okay. We can move on.
Also, it was like,
let us see.
You could not find jobs. So that's my own thing. It's abroad. You didn't even say here in Nigeria, first of all, it's abroad that you found. Anyway. That's all I would say about it. Then, something that offended a lot of people. People were talking about it. People were angry. And I'm here to give this context. So, I don't know. Did you actually see it yourself? Christian Bale.
Okay, I'm not going to lie. I came across it, I think maybe on TikTok or Instagram, but whenever I read that headline and I just moved on because I'm like, why would I bother stressing my brain to try to understand why those two sentences fit together. Yeah, like I really saw it and I was like, this one is giving I want a trend. So I just moved on. I'm not gonna lie. I moved on. I was like, oops, swipe up we go.
Fair enough. Anyway, so I said very curious. I was like, really? This is an interest. Anyway, so I said, okay, so she went to her YouTube page. I got a summary of what happened. So apparently she's a lifestyle fashion influencer. Anyway, so she actually got a BBL. Actually, she said no, that's not what she got. She got a lipo 360 and fat transfer to her hips. But she's a lifestyle and fashion influencer, but apparently she also had a large Christian following because on her YouTube she calls herself a fine babe that loves Jesus. So she has a sizable Christian following. So anyway, so apparently in the first video, actually, so she just said that, she got work done, basically. And so she said that, you know, the Christian following, people are like, why would you do that? You know, because, you know, she's known as basically like a Christian influencer, but in that vein, anyway. So that she now said that people were judging her, people were being very mean and all that. So she now said that she wanted to flush out the judgmental and mean Christians. So that's why she now made the Christian BBL this thing, because she knew that they would get triggered. And that, I don't know. Because apparently the baby's even Nigerian. So she now said that to, you know, drag them and bring them out. So she knew that it would cause issues on YouTube. She said that no, that she not meant to offend God or whatever, and that she was just using it to call out the judgmental the Christians and Kiriko, and that, you know, she now said something that kind of made me look a bit like, she now said that, oh, you know, that God has turned you for something good. Like, look at how many people are defending God. And I was just like, that's it.
Defending God against what?
What she said. So, what she meant for, that God now turned this around. So all this is technically a good thing. And I was just like, that's a way to spin it. That is an interesting thought process. I don't know how we got here. But, yeah. So when I saw that, I was just like, that, you know, we have to understand our context. I don't really think that the context makes it any better, to be honest. But I like to give people a fair chance. I didn't want to just, you know, like, everybody get angry and just start talking about it. But I don't think that her context made it better. I don't think her using to flush out the judgment, I don't see how that would flush them out or bring them out. I guess she wanted to do it so that they would see it and, I guess, unsubscribe.
No, she just wanted to so-called break tables. I'm so sorry. Like, it's because the more views you have on your videos, the more apparently you get paid. Like,
yeah.
Because now if we talk, they say we're judging her. I feel like we're just so quick to throw the word judge. You are judging me. Just because you call something out. Now, the thing is that, as brothers and sisters in the Lord, of course, with respect, of course, maybe there are some people that actually judged how... Sure.
Maybe some people that were mean and were, you know, being very aggressive. Obviously, yeah, I just think that's like, you know, sure, maybe insulting her, insulting her parents. Like,
That's actually not necessary. I don't know why people think that they are soldiers when they go dragging everybody and actually like creating more issues along the way, because you're actually not going to solve anything. Like, when someone is a certain way that they are, insulting them, insulting their family, they will not listen. That actually makes people more, will I say, stone-hearted at you?
Because most of
when I saw it, I didn't really go out of my way to comment, wow, how dare you, da-da-da-da. Because, like I said, I just moved on because I'm like, I don't see how the two can just, like, join together. Like, now, if we want to talk about cosmetic surgery or surgery in general, that's, like, another topic that can go deep and deep and deep. Because there are some surgeries that are actually, needed. You know, for many reasons that maybe
some people get jaw surgery because, you know, something is wrong with their jaw. Mm-hmm. Or sometimes, have you ever seen one where, like, something, their nostrils are too close, and so they have to get, like, a nose job because they have to open their nostrils so they can breathe properly. Mm-hmm. So I'm not going to say, you know, just like, no, wrong or anything. I do, however, do sometimes question when people say they do it for themselves.
That's where it kind of comes in, because now if you really look at what BBL represents in this day and age or whatever, you see that it is not for the, oh, it's for myself, it's because I want to do this for myself. No, like, statistically, why people do it is not for yourself. And I think that once we actually come to terms with it, whether male or female, there are things that we do not because of ourselves, but because of other people's, like, how they'll perceive us. That is just the matter. And once we come to that fact, I feel like most people would actually stop doing some things they are doing, or they'll actually be happy because you're not doing it for yourself. So in this case of, like, oh, now she attached Christian BBL to it, like, that's just wrong. And for her reasoning, like you said, it doesn't make sense to me. Like, for you to be like, oh, because I wanted to weed people out and all that. Like, that's really... Okay, that was not necessary. That was not necessary. There's nothing as a Christian BBL. You did not do it for God. You did not do it for the glory of the Lord. You did not do it so that the Lord can be glorified, so his name can be higher. And also, she made it, apparently, you said she made a statement about, oh, like, people are now defending the name of the Lord or something like that.
Yeah.
Why would you make, I don't even know how to word it. Like, why would you now put it in that way that you are now the cause of someone's doubt or downfall, or you are causing someone to stumble, and you think that, oh, that's good. Now the topic, it just wants to trend.
How many young people are talking about God or every? And I was just like, that's a very interesting thought process.
Mm-hmm. There are much better ways to go. Exactly, there are much better ways to go along. You know, go about it.
So that's basically our two cents of. I also be said that I don't give a, you know, fair opinion. Before I criticize, I did my research. Mm-hmm. Anyway, and this one happened, I think a while back. but as I said, I will talk about it because I want to. Mm-hmm. So it was during the Experience concert. Let me find it. Give me a second. I'm so sorry. Let me take my time. And basically, where is it? It's the way when I'm looking for something.
This I just go to go it's to go Instagram. Disappear. You sent it to me,
and I don't know why I can't find it. I know I sent it to you, and I didn't see it.
You can't. There's no need to scroll too much.
I don't know. Any okay, I found it now.
Okay.
So basically, this was for the I think the Experience concert, you know, there are lots of people. And somebody was like, oh, imagine if it was a protest ground. Things will be what it is in Nigeria. Mm-hmm. And to be fair, honestly, like, okay, so Somobuchi is a very, say, low-key controversial Twitter person. But what is so funny is because, like, some of the that most of the says, I'm like, but why are people angry now? Anyway, I'm just like, you know when somebody says angry? Something that you low-key angry with?
They lie. There's like, no lie
I said, I'm getting drunk. I'm just like, did you say that? This has happened so many times. Mm-hmm. And like, as he rightfully said, he's like, Burna Boy, Davido, or Wizkid sell 20,000 capacity concerts. And you know, people go, you know, people shout my goats, Black Excellence. And then a free concert, by the way. How many people not turn up for a free concert?
Mm-hmm.
And it's like, so he's basically saying, like, have the same energy. When people go and spend money,
yeah,
I go to, why can't you say, oh, what if these people went to protest, you know, instead of like, it's always like, people are always very triggered looking when it comes to church matter.
Mm-hmm.
And it's something that needs to chat.
That's true. That's very, very true. Actually, they get very triggered, very, very triggered, but they're not ready for that one. Because now, I don't think that statement was made. If it was a concert of someone that, like you said, they are paying for, They will not say any of that, but it's like, Christian, wait, you people are gathered? It's somebody, like some people's body, like their body.
Yeah.
Them say, wait, so God is working here. My body, it itches. Why? Free yourself. Maybe they're just really sad they couldn't make it. Like, they're like, oh, there's always next year, you know? It's next year. Just plan towards it.
Yeah, and again, like, people obviously are hustling throughout the year. And then they finally find a free concert to go for. And is pinching you. Why is he pinching you? Why are you so upset? Why are you angry?
That's the question. And see, I saw someone's comment of, yeah, but like we can stay. Yes, you can encourage it though if it's needed. Like, and we're not saying that fact is disregarded, but you can't
just or protesting that, is that, not, you know.
Yeah, like, you know, let's stand for change. But then it's like, you only keep that energy up when it comes to something like this. Because what he said, Solomon, what he said about, oh, you will not say that when it comes to your so-called fave. Like, have you said that? No, they will not say it. But it's just this one that they're like, wait a minute, like, something's not right. Like, people are actually, because someone's like, oh, what did they even get out of this? And I'm like, are you really, like, can you really not
actually
think about things? Like, just think about it. Like, you get the answers that you're out here arguing for or, like, you are looking for. But I think people just are really bored and they want to argue. That's the thing. They just want to argue.
Yeah. So, honestly, you said it all. But when I saw that, I was just like, ah. Whoa, what did it... Anyway, you've said all that this, you've said about this. Please, I'm not even going to say it. Then, another thing that I did see. So, this broke out. Honestly, I don't know the full details, and I'm not... Well, you can't find it. Anyway, so there's this actor, Nigerian actor, Emeka Eke. So I think he married somebody, a 19-year-old. He married a 19-year-old woman. Mm-hmm. And then Kasala was everything scattered. And I think she came and said that he was abusive. And there was even a whole thing where I think his children were taking her side. And people were even insulting the children for taking her side. There was a whole interview and everything, yeah. And so people obviously started talking about it. And I really want to focus more on what people were saying. And so a Twitter user was like, as a 37-year-old established man, you left equally accomplished potential mating partners to marry a 19-year-old teenager. You did it for control, not love. You did see a partner, you saw an investment, and boy, do investments go bad. And this person was like, I have no idea to have sympathy for this man. Mm. And then another person replied and basically says that they don't agree that a 19-year-old is an adult, and there's nothing that she did not do that a 25 or 30 year old will not do regularly, and that he blames the person for basically not vetting, and that he has nothing to do with age. And saying who says it's easier to control 90-year-old babes than a 30-year-old woman, and that a woman is a woman regardless of age. And I disagree with that wholeheartedly. Mm-hmm. Because a 90-year-old and a 36-year-old woman are not the same. It will be that 20. What I know now at 20 and what I'll know at 30 with experience and, you know, like, they're not the same. And
they're not the same, to say that
would then disregard the whole thing of, like, essentially grooming. Like, a young woman is easily manipulated. Like, I don't know what you mean, when you say that a 19-year-old and a 36-year-old are not essentially the same, and a woman is a woman regardless of age, does not make sense to me. I think when you're younger, you're obviously more naive, you know less of the world, and so somebody who knows more of the world will basically be able to manipulate you. Okay, this is obviously like anecdotal evidence, and I'm not saying that this is fact, but like, even like, okay, sometimes I go on TikTok here, and you see these babes, and they're talking about relationships they had when they were 19, and you just hear the atrocities that they went through, and they'll tell you that they thought it was normal and that it was okay. Like, when you're 19, I'm sorry, it's not as if you understand, like, you know a lot about boundaries or setting, like, hard, you know, you can easily be told, oh, you know, it's just like you're younger. And I feel like when you're like so young, you also want to impress people more. And so, like, I can imagine dating an older man, you want to show him that you're mature, and then in that sense of wanting to show maturity, do things that you may later look back on in life and not be pleased with yourself. And you were doing it not for yourself, but you were doing it because you wanted to show that you were mature. So
true.
Hearing that was just like, I mean, I'm not 19, but even though I'm just like, I don't think myself like extremely, you know, mature. Although I will say, I kind of see where he's also coming from, because we tend to do this thing where, you know, have you heard this thing that your frontal lobe does not fully develop until you're 25?
Yeah, I've heard that,
And so sometimes I feel people try to use it to get away from accountability as well. Mm-hmm, and so it's like, oh, I'm still young. Like, you are an adult. And you, if you do something, you know, you are still held responsible. Yeah. Don't be like, oh, because my frontal lobe has not developed, you know, you can escape accountability. But again, it's a slippery slope. And it's definitely like you have to find the middle ground. But I 100% disagree that.
I disagree too. I think... let's just say how it is. Like, a 19-year-old is not the same as a 25-year-old, and then it's not even the same as 30 or 35 or 40. And the thing is that I'm sure that, you know, almost everybody or some people would have gotten the whole, oh, you're so mature for your age. Because even when I was 18, to a certain extent, yes, I was mature for my age, but now I look back, I'm like, not as much as I thought. Not as much as I thought. Even if, let's give it percentage. Let's say you are even 70% as, like, maybe more mature than your age mate. It still does not mean that you know everything. It does not mean you know everything. And I loved how you spoke about boundaries, where it's different for everyone. Yeah, there's some 19-year-olds that can probably enforce their boundaries better than others. But then it's like something that, because you're now trying to please everybody, I feel like at that age too, you say, oh no, I'm doing this for myself. It also ties in, no, like at that age, a man that is 30, you're 19, he's 30 or even older, he has gone through life. Actually, age, people say age is just a number.
That's
not true. It's not just a number. It is not just a number, actually. A 19-year-old is still a child. I'm so sorry to say, oh, that sounds like the 19-year-olds will come for me. But it's like, actually, you're still a child.
You're still young.
Because you're still young. You're still young. Because, okay, 18, you're legal in some countries. But it's like, the switch does not happen just like that. Because a few days ago, you were 17.
Yeah, and then I was 18. And then obviously, today, you know everything, you know. Like,
Yeah, because even now you'll be 21 and you think, oh, I know a lot. I've gone through a lot. Yes, you have. And I'm not one to dismiss the, the experience of the youth or the young or someone younger than me. I'm not one to disregard that, because I think it's actually important that we don't do that
as
people that are older than a certain age, because they have some things to offer also. But I think as young people also, we should not be so quick to disregard the correction or the advice of people older than us, thinking that, oh, the generation is different, oh, you don't understand me. Actually, they do. they do, even maybe to the T, like they understand what you're going through or what is going to happen. Like I say this to my younger brother all the time, like this stage you're in, I've been through it. And I know he probably doesn't believe because he's like, oh, you guys don't understand me. And I'm just there like, yeah, been there. been there, done that, where it's like I've gone through that stage and things I tell you. Like I'm not going to disregard what you're feeling because I'm sure it's unique to you. But at the same time, we should not be so quick to disregard what older people have to say. Because yes, I love what you said about being ready to take responsibilities, because at the end of the day, by law, you're an adult. You be tried as such. If something happens, you be treated as such. If something happens, but like there's this whole frontal lobe not developing till 25. Like a lot of people say that they kind of look back and they're like, "Huh, I can't believe I made such choices," because you were young. Actually, it's part of it being young, and it doesn't make the fact that young people can actually make smart choices. We cannot disregard that. You can actually make conscious smart choices as a young person, but you do not go in thinking you know it all. I feel like that's just the downfall, where it's like, oh no, I know it all, I can't do it. And then I'm the best, and then you just disregard what other people have to say. And of course, it doesn't mean that as the older people are saying it, you take everything to heart, you take everything like that's what you know. It doesn't mean you take everything, but you vet it. You don't disregard 100%. It so quickly. Do you get, like, you're not there like, oh, is it, no, I don't want, you know, because you say that Yoruba people will say anyone, like you said, their mouth is because like they have nothing to offer you. It's not really the case. And people that just want to like say the whole, yeah, they are the same, it's like, why? No, these are little girls. Funny enough, and I know people hate it when we compare, like, what if it was your sister, or what if like a really close friend? Yes, you should actually know how to treat a human being without them being actually
happy to be related to you, but yes, still,
exactly.
Sometimes that's some people, it feels like that's the only way.
Which is wrong, but yeah, exactly, that's how they feel. Because if it was your sister, you'd not be like, and you should have known, like,
my wife, almost 40-year-old man,
exactly,
you 19, know, I'm sorry, wrong. What do you mean?
Like, I can't recommend to any of my friends, degenerational. Oh, and I know some people try to convince you, like, oh, it's not really different. See, age gap is final, actually. Age gap,
yeah,
is
like, final. We're not here, also, by the way, just to, as you said, it's not like as if I hear shit or saying that, you know, marry somebody older is this thing, but I think we should take it into, this even reminds me of, wait, and you know how what you're saying about, you know, it reminds me of something one of my school teachers used to say, where she would be like, you are smart but you're not necessarily wise. And I think that just really encapsulates it, like, as a young person, like, but like I feel like experience really does teach you so much wisdom.
Mm-hmm.
And it gives you so much wisdom. But like, what, I don't know, I'm so sorry, me, I'll say it, why you, even as a how do I even say something somehow? I just don't see what a 40-year-old man and a 19-year-old have in common. Like I don't.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. I don't get it. I find it very strange. Why can't you find somebody closer to
your own age? Exactly. And I think in the comments of that, it's like people are like, oh, because they know that they'll not be able to control like a 30-year-old. And someone was like, oh, what do you mean? Like, the thing is that, yes, a 30-year-old can be gullible because people think it's with age you gain sense.
Yeah, 100%.
I mean, it's part of it, but it's not the only thing. So people, that's why it's not really by age also. It's age and some other things that, like, the way you actually apply yourself, that's how the sense will actually come to you, or you pick it up along the way.
Yeah.
But it's like, now, 30-year-olds can be gullible, sure. But it's like, there's a higher chance for someone younger
and to be more older,
to be, yes, to actually have more impact on your life, whether you want to admit it or not, whether you, like, consciously or unconsciously, someone older that you feel like they have more experience, there's this power dynamic, actually. It is in very rare cases that you see that the age gap is there and there's no weirdness that comes with it. Lots of, like, it can work, but it's not a norm.
Yeah.
It's not the normal that you'd be like, okay, now you can match it up. Because generation, music, lingo, what else? Jokes. Those are the things.
Yeah, 100%. And then,
like, some people, men or women, some people, like, okay, we'll talk in perspective of men. Some men have this whole respect thing. Now, if it's like you relate to them the way you might relate to your age mate, and if they don't have, you know, they are not proper, they can take it as, you are disrespecting me as your husband. Disrespect. And so things like that, I feel like there's a lot of things that can come in with that generational gap with dating, and I don't think it's everybody that should do it, because if you are doing it, you need to know what comes with it, both for your own, will I say, for it to actually work out, you need to know what comes with it. It's not, I feel like it's not some sort of like, it's not along the normal relationship way. That's the thing. I feel like there's extra work to be put in to actually understand each other and to make sure that, you know, the generational gap will not have effect on you guys.
Yeah. And I really like how you brought up the power dynamic. And again, I know how obviously, like, I guess younger people, everybody's like, respect is, you know, reciprocal, respect to them, whatever. But I feel, at least for us that, you know, Nigerians, I feel like default setting, the way we are brought up is to something else. I tell not people to even question adults and to obviously think of anybody older as, you know, wiser, smarter, this thing. So again, especially us coming from that dynamic, coming from that, you know, way of being brought up, I feel like that 100%, there's no way, it most likely not translates into your relationship as well, especially and it's somebody that's significantly older than you. I feel like there's no way it most likely not translate. And again, like I said, because you want to impress, I show that you're mature, I show that, you know, I feel special, maybe receiving attention from somebody so much older, and, you know, because obviously there's this idea where, like, young people are taught up to be not necessarily more, you see, frivolous is the word that I use. And so maybe when somebody older, so much older looks, it's like, oh, you know, he's setting you apart from the rest, you know, you're not like the other girls, something like that. And so I feel like it's still there, and I feel like to deny that is very or serious, in my opinion. But yeah, that's it. That's all I have to say on the topic. We talked about that for quite a while.
Let's be careful. That's what I would say.
Be careful. 100% be careful.
Right? Be careful about, like, people that they will seem harmless. Like, just test every spirit. Pray and seek godly counsel. That's one thing I would say. Like, don't disregard the advice of people that are, you know, older than you, and or maybe even younger than you, that actually will speak to you. And I don't believe in blindly in love. There's no such thing. Let us go in with our eyes open, vet the person, talk to God, talk to people, receive godly counsel. And, you know, just be careful. That's all I'll say for people that feel the need to venture to that side.
Yeah, that's it. I think that we have come to the end of the episode. This ended up turning out to be longer than I thought, but it's really nice to have you. I guess it was nice having you. But before we just fully wrap up, you know, have you been watching anything interesting that you want to recommend? Any music? You know, this is how we do and podcast. So anything new? Any music?
Okay, so I'm not watching anything new per se. But, like, one person I'm constantly listening to, I would say Called Out Music. I'm a fan. You know, lyrically, he's there. He's up there. And I think the likes of Marizu, Limo Blaze. And I think one thing I started doing this year is just listening to a lot more, like, Nigerian gospel artists. And I'm just really happy about that. Let me just see. Power M. I love Victoria Renzi, Dunsi, Nathaniel Bassi. I'm just naming a few. Like, I love Theophilus Sunday. Yeah, I feel like that's one person I really listened to last year. It was just really on repeat for me. And then just so many artists, but I will leave it there.
Okay. As for me, also exam period. So we're not really watching anything new, officially. But I will say, let me actually recommend, you know what, I don't remember, never mind, but 100%, like, the artist that you said, and I really, really like Victoria Orenze as well, so, yeah, that is it then.
This was so fun.
Yes, thank you so much for coming, I love you for having you here. You were even shy, let me even expose you.
It's not even like that. I just felt like all these topics, right, is giving I don't know how to describe it. I was like, maybe it's just out of my comfort zone, but, like, I'm glad.
Look at you, give me words of wisdom. Say I can't talk. Look at you. Anyway. I love having your insights and your points of views. And, you know, I hope that, you know, you won't mind coming again, or maybe when my legs are out, you know, we can.
No problem. I'd love to meet the other half of the podcast.
Yes. So thank you all for listening. Please like, share. God bless you as you do so. You know, subscribe, download. It really means a lot and it helps us out so much. And see you next time. Bye, guys. Bye.